This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
I'd like to tell you something, if I could. It's always been said that a person cannot return to their hometowns, but you have disproven that theory completely, and you really made it worthwhile.
You made it worthwhile.
He misspoke.
I believe so.
He did not say what he wanted to say.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
If you play it again, you will see my point.
I know, Jack.
He's wrong. He must be
I'd
on
like
narcotics.
To tell you something, if I could. It's always been said that a person cannot return to their hometowns, but you have disproven that theory completely, and you really made it worthwhile.
To clarify...
That's the joy.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
If he had said, you have proven that wrong, would have been correct.
You've disproven that.
You've disproven that. Yes, Elvis.
But you've made it worthwhile, which I believe will be the new thing we run into the ground.
Quite worthwhile.
Worthwhile.
I'd like to tell you something, if I could.
Yes.
It's always been said that a person cannot return to their hometowns.
Towns.
But you have disproven that theory completely.
Moral.
You really made it worthwhile.
Perhaps, Don, if we continue to play it, we will find more and more mistakes.
I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny.
Okay, hey, Bill.
Wow.
Hey, back off.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Oh, God, I love that gay cowboy movie.
You going to try to do that with me? Because I'll get all over you.
Wow.
He likes the movie.
Was he talking about the cowboy movie?
Are you talking about doing it in the movie with me?
Are you a prostitute?
No, I'm not a prostitute. I'm a DJ.
Are you a drunk?
Yes.
Okay, Mike.
You've been drinking today.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. Okay, Mike.
You are in denial.
I just said I was.
He admitted it.
I'm admitting it. How can I be in denial, Dr. Phil?
If you don't take another drink today, you're going to be drunk for 6 months. You are drunk at a tissue level.
At a tissue level.
What the hell does that mean?
You're trading sex for alcohol and cigarettes.
Yes, Mike. Yes.
Well, I'm not in denial about it.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
It's a fair trade.
Shut up, Dr. Phil.
You just don't value yourself enough. The fact that you would let them touch you is disgusting, and I don't want you to ever do it again the rest of your life.
Give me drinks.
This has been an intervention.
Yeah. A timely
but
one.
They give me drinks.
I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail.
Oh, please.
I thought he just said,
please do.
And then I sat and really worked it. I wish I knew how to quit you.
I may have my favorite.
I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny.
I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know, but I sure love it.
Sounds
wild. I love it already.
It's made the whole show worthwhile.
I'd like to tell you something, if I could. It's always been said that a person cannot return to their hometowns.
Towns.
But you have disproven that theory completely, and you really made it worthwhile.
Oh, wait a minute. Did he say disproven?
Disproven or just proven? Can't tell.
All right, it's just.
I got to go with just.
He does say hometowns, but
yes.
You know what? Yeah.
Would he have disproven in his vocabulary?
I don't know. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes.
What's happening, buddy? He is saying disproven.
He is saying disproven.
We're having a little debate here as to whether he said disproven or just proven.
Yeah, he's saying disproven.
Okay, let's give it a listen.
Yeah, all right.
Let's give
him the benefit of the doubt.
Here we go. Okay, let's try one more time.
I'd like to tell you something, if I could. It's always been said that a person cannot return to their hometowns, but you have disproven that theory completely.
I think it's disproven.
I
stand correct. Very good, sir. What towns are you calling from?
Oh, he's going.
Wow. You know what? And kudos to that caller.
Yeah.
I think he did say, what do you get? Do you get disproven?
No, I agree, disproven.
Yeah.
It's disproven. It's a winner.
You know, we're so foolish to criticize the king of rock and roll.
What are you thinking?
Silly has made it worthwhile. And Dr. Phil?
You going to try to do that with me? Because I'll get all over you.
No, listen. You're not talking to me. You're talking to Mike.
Are you a prostitute?
In a way.
Are you a drunk?
Yes.
Are they going to cycle through the exact same way?
Yeah. Yes. Until we get to jerk a knot in my tail.
Uh-huh. You've been drinking today.
Yes.
You are in denial.
That is a lie.
Don't you have something to do?
Very old.
Judge Alito is so stressed out today.
If you don't take another drink today, you're going to be drunk for 6 months.
Wow.
You are drunk at a tissue level.
Hi, Mike.
Oh, no. Oh,
hi, Don.
Hey, hi. I wouldn't make it a habit calling me that, son.
We're hearing voices.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
You're trading sex for alcohol and cigarettes.
Yes.
I thought that's what it was.
Yes, thank you, Judge Alito.
You just don't value yourself enough. The fact that you would let them touch you is disgusting, and I don't want you to ever do it again the rest of your life.
Hi, Mike.
Speak for yourself, Wignut.
Hi, Don.
Hi there.
Oh, we ain't going in looking guilty.
No way.
I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail.
Yeah, that's the one I like.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Start today with Harold Melvin, Teddy Pendergrass.
Oh, I love this song.
The Blue Notes.
Yes.
Bad Luck. The old DJ joke. You know, bad. You know what? Well, you couldn't say the word.
No.
It was always funny to kind of dance around it. In the W Rock F Truck. Yeah. Hold on. Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Billy Big Voice.
Hello.
Hello.
Julia.
Oh. Hi there.
Hello.
Hi there. Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Hi. It's me, Super Duke. How's your...
Ah.
No?
I ain't open the door yet. You ain't here yet.
Sorry.
Come on, changing things around?
No, just waiting to see it. If, you know, I had a momentary brain fart the other day at the beginning.
Right.
And I purposely was just waiting to see if Rob normally notices that stuff. The door did not open. Technically, you do not speak until the door opens.
I'm still here from yesterday.
Simon says.
No, but come on.
All right.
Technically, you don't talk until the door opens.
I stand corrected.
Even after we play the Super Jew thing and everything.
All right, this is confusing me. So I'm going to get my Thursday.
So is he in or out?
Oh, he's still out. He's out.
I could hear him.
I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny.
Okay. See, now. Now he's in. Here's Super Chew.
Hi.
How's
your shrimp?
You going to try to do that with me?
No, sir.
Because I'll get all over you.
I know you will. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Enthusiastic Kevin and all the ships at sea. A blue zebra and a red zebra, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Okay. Thank you, Rob.
How's it, Rob?
And there you go. Now we're cooking. There we go. Bad luck. This is the Don and Mike Show, everybody, and it's a new episode on this Thursday.
Thursday!
011206.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
No, that's Andrew Jarden. You can call this show anytime from anywhere in America. Here's our toll-free number, 877-365-3636. If you're listening on Free FM... Right. Murderers Row, you can call 202-432-1067. And if you're hearing us on the internet somewhere where you cannot use an 877 number, call 800-636-1067. Our warm, lubricating stream is available at donandmikewebsite.com.
Oh, enjoy it.
Go there, click on the stream.
Right.
Let it wash into every nook and cranny of your body.
It is so good for so many things that air.
Hi, Mike.
Hi there. How are you, Billy Big Boys?
Let your body be like one of those Thomas's English muffins, and let our stream just seep into every nook and cranny you have.
Just like spray butter.
That's it. That's right. I can't believe... I can't can't believe it's internet stream.
Yeah, it's delightful.
DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Click listen live, and you can hear the show on the internet. And you can email us during the show at the same address, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Just hit email, and it sends it right into Johnny.
Are you a prostitute?
No, I'm not a prostitute. I think, and we've got to get these in a different order now.
Okay.
Right? Because we all know
the order.
We all know the order.
Well, tie a knot in your tail might be, you know, one you want to just save all by itself.
Young fella, if you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Hold. All right, Judge. Hello. Don and Mike. Hello.
Already we're on hold. Now, is he going to play today?
Let me just say that this caller is on thin ice on the show.
Right. We can't just call with the music.
See, the thing is, the guy's got to stop the music eventually so that we can ask a question, and then he can pretend to put us back on hold.
Right.
Yes, hi,
he didn't give us enough time to ask a question. Is the doctor in?
I guess he's checking.
He's quite a tease, isn't he?
Yes, hi, I was calling about the fare to Minneapolis-St. Paul.
Voicemails are so frustrating.
See, now he's doing okay.
Yes, I'd like to speak to Judge Alito's wife. Is she still crying?
Let me go next. Yes, I'm calling for the VD results. Name Michael Hughes.
Hang up.
No.
Hello. he just said something.
He finally answered the question.
He said no.
Yeah. Yes. Total Wine. Where's your warm section?
All right. Well, very good guy. Man. But
he played today.
But he's back on track.
A dumbass amateur.
Oh, come on. He's anything but.
He's learning.
Hello there. Oops. I went to the wrong bank of phones. I'm sorry. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hi there. Hey guys. What's up? Hey.
I'm sad.
Is this what? Kevin?
I'm sad, man.
Pardon me?
It's been a long time.
It's Chad.
Drunk Chad.
Chad the drunk guy. Hey.
Long time, buddy.
Chad, buddy, are you drunk today?
Hammered.
Oh. Rob?
Oh man, does it count?
Yeah.
How is it you can?
Like no! You already blocked me. Doesn't count.
No. Listen, I just want this to be motivation for Rob because it's one thing that Beth Ann McBride was not able to do when she was producing the show was get this singer on the show so we could finally.
You're kidding! I've been turning him down all week.
Click, click, click.
What is your beverage of choice today, Chad?
Well, actually, I'm so glad you asked because I have a little game. All right, Don.
Okay.
Your triangle, and Mike, your square. It's called name the beer.
Okay, so I'm triangle and Mike is square.
Yeah, you say triangle and Mike, you say square when I ask you the question. Okay,
we'll buy. Go ahead. All right.
Yes. Okay, we got a game. Okay,
all right.
And Mike, you should win. Okay, here we go.
Triangle.
Oh, you don't even have it yet. It has the number 33 on it. Rolling Rock.
Budweiser?
Right. No, Rolling Rock.
Okay.
The Rolling Rock. All right. All right.
Hold on. Why do we have to say triangle and square? Why can't we
do
the answer?
Do I know who to answer? Okay.
Do you really want this to be your master of ceremonies?
It's the champagne of beers.
Champagne of bottled beers.
Miller High Life.
Triangle.
That was not in the form of a question.
Triangle. Triangle.
Are you triangle or square?
Triangle.
Is triangle
buzzing
triangle,
in?
Triangle.
Yes, triangle means I'm
buzzing
in.
So do I buzz in with square?
That's right.
You've already wasted it, Mike.
Miller. Yeah, all right.
It's
all
Miller. Right. Isn't it Miller?
No. What's the
score?
So you said Miller, so we're tied. We're still.
Don has 1 point.
No, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
No, see,
it's a tie. All right, now I know the rules.
Okay. All right. It has the colors of the American flag
square.
On it.
Triangle.
Gone.
Budweiser.
Square.
Bing.
Square. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Oh, bing. Extra point. You both have a point. Brewed in Holland.
Oh, you're hopeless.
He's drunk.
All right, and this one even blew me away. Okay, here I go. I'm going to start reading this one. Just
that's saying something.
Taking a quiz from a drunk
guy. Listen to this one. Listen to this one. Legendary taste. What drives a man to stash and transport said beer in his suitcase, car, official jet? How could one beer inspire such extremes?
I have no idea. Are you reading that off the bottle, Chad?
Yeah.
It's a beer quiz?
Original.
This is the triangle. I have no idea. Square?
Mike.
Square, I will say Budweiser.
Coors.
Coors.
All right.
What did they call?
As my Mexican friend said.
Chad, listen.
Do you want to give Chad one more question? Chad,
I'm going to remind you of it every single minute of every day and night.
Chad, do you
Steelers going to the Super Bowl.
He's lost.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey, what do they call Fox News in China?
What?
News without the slant.
I was wondering what you've had to drink before you called the show, because I know you're calling us from Sacramento, which means it's 3 hours earlier. It's noon. So what have you had to drink?
Heineken, Coors, and Miller. Where do you think I got the questions, dummy?
You mean you made up this quiz all on your own?
He's reading them from the empties.
I mean, I wrote them down.
Did you also drink a Rolling Rock?
Yes, Rolling Rock, yes.
Hey, Chad.
Took a long time to process that one.
That was some time ago.
Chad, listen to these questions.
Are you a drunk?
Yes.
Okay, listen to the next one.
You've been drinking today?
Probably.
No, answer honestly.
Answer honestly, Chad.
Have you been drinking today?
Yes.
You are in denial.
No, I'm not.
If you don't take another drink today, you're going to be drunk for 6 months.
I believe.
You are drunk at a tissue level.
I'm naked.
He's naked. Where did you go into another room?
What?
Are you in another room now?
Yeah.
Where are you, Chad?
Is it in the bathroom?
Wait,
what?
The bathroom.
You're in the bathroom?
Hurry it up. We're burning daylight.
Yes, we are.
It's trading sex for alcohol and cigarettes.
Hey, check this out. I called you guys years ago, but that boat is
What? What drunk, Chad?
I called you years ago, but that boat has sailed.
That boat has sailed?
Yeah. You wanted celebrity phone numbers, and I called in with Gary Berghoff.
Oh, we could have used that back
now,
then.
I don't have that number no more.
Yeah.
You just don't value yourself enough. The fact that you would let them touch you is disgusting, and I don't want you to ever do it again the rest of your life.
I think Dr. Phil needs a drink.
Chad, what do you do? Do you go to college? Do you work like at Borders or at Starbucks?
I'm a contractor.
Do you boost cars?
Didn't you work like as a maintenance guy at a college?
He just talked right through you, Rob.
Didn't you work as a maintenance guy at a college, but now that it's the off season, you're unemployed?
Chad.
Hello?
I didn't hear him.
Of course not.
Okay. I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail.
Didn't you work off. Like a gardener or a maintenance guy at a college, but it's the off season, so you're not employed now?
No, I just had the day off.
Yeah. You get a lot of those, don't you, Chad?
I love it when drunks answer questions that have nothing to do with the question.
I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny.
He makes me feel tired all over.
Who's the best?
Oh, you're the best. All right, drunk Chad. Always great talking to you.
See you in 07.
Okay.
Wow. That long.
So you're not going to call for another year,
Chad?
I believe Chad may have hung up.
Yeah. No, he's gone. That
one of Chad's better calls.
That boat has sailed.
It's delightful. There you go. Drunk Chad starting the show today.
Wow.
Thanks, Chad. Thanks for checking in. And he had a nice quiz. Yes.
It was a great quiz. I mean, really, and I think the condition he was in, and he did it all on his own, at least that's what he said. I think he deserves credit for that.
He was doing a very Murphy and Cash-ish way of doing the contest. When you get two callers on the telephone, rather than have them simply say the answer or say their name, you give them a crazy thing to remember.
Geometric shape.
Like, yes. You're right. Square. Uh-huh. Circle.
If I didn't read it.
I wouldn't believe it.
Okay, here's an update for you.
Yes.
About the deer carcass. This to me is rather incredible. That yesterday, after I talked about this on the radio, one of my neighbors, one of my great neighbors, heard this. I got home last night. Neighbor came down, said, I tell you what, today, meaning today, he said, yesterday, he said, tomorrow, which is today.
Yeah.
When you get up, show me where you loosely buried the stuff. Mm-hmm. And what I'm going to do is, I got a big old shovel, and what I'm going to do is take it, and I'm going to go way out in the middle of nowhere, and I'm going to bury it. And, mm-hmm. and, you know, if there's anything out there that your dog or any other dog is eating, we're going to take care of it. So, mm-hmm. great. You know, I don't mind. I'm not sure. in a macho contest with my neighbors. So the guy comes down, and, you know, he makes my shovel look like one of those little shovels that the Boy Scouts used to carry.
Right, right.
You know what I'm talking about, right. The little tiny kind that maybe, like...
The kind that folded up?
Yeah, the kind that you would use for planting.
Sure. Right.
So anyway,
like a trowel.
Yeah, he comes down with his big ass thing. You know, it looks like he could just knock my head clean off if he
right,
wants
sure.
to. And he looks like the brawny guy, and he's got it hanging on his shoulder, and he's like, "So where's?" And we start to get close to the area, and
let's
say,
bury the carcass.
So it's right there, and he just puts one little tap in, and right away he pulls it right up, and he goes, "Well, I wouldn't categorize that as a hole." Did you actually put your back into this? Did you put any strength into this? I mean, he's like busting my balls because he found the stuff right away.
Right.
He had these gigantic, big, like Playtex living gloves on.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did was he just reached down and started going through.
Sounds like a scene from Hostel.
He was going through some of these,
leavens.
Endings and beginnings, and there was maggots, and it was
just... any appreciable odor? You got that carcass smell?
No, it was awful, and there was a deer carcass,
one of the smelliest things in the world.
As it turns out, there was much more deer there than I thought there was. So I said to the neighbor, as he did all of this and then bagged it up and then told me he was going to, you know, take care of it, I said, "Poof, boy. You're the man. Thank you. The last thing I need is my dog coming up with a leg." So anyway, this was at about 7:30 this morning.
All right.
At 10 a.m., I opened the door and I let the dogs out.
Uh-huh.
You know, they'd been out in the backyard, but I let them out. And I live in an area where they don't have to stay in the yard. I live like by these just acres of woods.
Right.
Anyway, I had just the slightest cesson of satisfaction when I was able to call my neighbor Ed.
Mm-hmm.
And Ed, I know I said that I wouldn't use your name on the radio, but I'm sorry I have to, because you did make me feel like less than a man today. I had to call Ed, and I said, now Ed lives two houses down from me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Hey Ed, hi, it's me. Listen, can you do me a favor? Can you just run down here for a second? You got to see something." And he said, "I'll be right down."
Because
mm-hmm. I'm sure he thought that since he had helped me with the other project, that something maybe else. I needed some more manly help.
Mm-hmm.
Well, about 5 minutes later, he comes. You know, he lives just two houses away, so he comes bounding across the yard. And I was sitting out on the front porch, and he said, "Hi, how you doing?" And the dogs were outside with me. And I said, "We're doing great. Take a look at what Colonel Kling found in the woods."
Oh, no.
And it's not that it was a different deer carcass
right.
that he found.
Right.
He found the bag that this guy, he rebagged the stuff.
Right.
And it was his bag.
This is a game for Clink.
And it was all of the same innards. Now, here's where it gets weird. And ooh. I got to be careful, because this guy, Ed, is a really good friend, a good neighbor, and really has been just exceptional to me, especially since Frieda's passed away. And,
right.
I, you know, I'm not really good with people. He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
He stands there for a second. He's an old military guy. Now, you would have thought that his freaking jaw is going to drop. He said, "That cannot be the same deer carcass." He said, "I must have hiked a mile and a half into the woods, way past the stream. There is no way that..." I said, "And it's the same bag. Remember, the bag that I put it in was the black hefty bag. You brought the white bag that had the red tie up on top of it." I said, "Look at what he's got." Now, at this point, this guy, Ed, he goes over. Now, he has no CSI gloves on.
Right.
He has no Playtex gloves on. He goes over to Colonel Clink, and he says, "Clink, move out of the way, move out of the way." And just dives right down and comes up with two handfuls of this.
Ah!
And what he's doing is he's holding what appears to be part of the... I don't even know what it was.
Jesus, what did he do that for?
because he was convinced it wasn't his.
Was he, after he touched the gooey parts, was he convinced?
Yeah, oh yeah, he was. But the thing is, he
Clink's
just...
pretty amazing. I mean, obviously, he buried it too, right?
Yeah, he told me that he buried it, and I was able to say to him, gee, Ed, I guess you didn't really bury it that deep, did you?
You put any back into that?
You know what I had a thought when you were telling this story yesterday? Has any thought been put into maybe just keeping the carcass in like a trash barrel with a, you know, sealed so it doesn't stink until the trash can take it away?
No, here's the problem, that already if I leave my trash can outside,
yeah,
there's so many animals and stuff that that the trash is all over the yard because they somehow get into the
pry that off, like a raccoon can pry sealed trash
into
can
the garbage can. Right. So if you leave it in the garage, then the garage ends up smelling like your underpants.
Can't you just call animal control? Usually they'll take away a dead animal.
Well, this is what Ed ended up saying. Jacket. The
Arlie Ermey?
Yeah. Okay.
Very good.
Yeah. I mean, he's not quite as rock hard, but he's...
Looks like a military guy.
Dear carcasses, all out of the mess, Private Pile.
I mean, he's old. He's still got the, you know, the flat top, and he's one of these...
Harder.
He's one of these guys, you know, right after Frieda passed away, he came down, and he was very much, you know... Any questions you have, anything you need. I know we've lived together for 10 years. We don't know each other well. I mean, you know, he's one of these guys that, like, well, he calls me up quite often during a football game and wants to come down and have some whiskey. He's one of these guys. So he comes down and he'll
love having older neighbors. I have one across the street.
He'll have a glass
of, in the world.
A glass of whiskey, and you know, I'll make one of my drinks. Uh-huh. You know, and then he'll make some kind of like the word fag is wasted on him. Homo's wasted on him. A fairy is like a big word.
Or maybe fruit.
Another one of your fairy drinks.
Is that what he said?
Cranberry and vanilla.
But he's kidding because anyway. So here's Big Ed standing in front of my house, and he's just in his hands, he's holding what appears to be, like, if you're watching CSI, like if they scooped out someone's intestines.
Right.
Anyway, he's holding it, and here's the last thing he does, and I don't mean to gross you out, but it's true. He's holding it, and he goes like this, then he goes and smells it. Now, you listen, you could smell this a mile away.
Right.
He smells it, and it's only after he smells it that he plops it down on the ground, and he says, well, and keep in mind he's had no gloves on or anything, so he's just going like this with his hands and wiping his hands on his shirt and on his jeans. He goes, no doubt, that's the same stuff that I buried.
Yeah.
He said, I tell you what. That's a hell of a dog you got there.
Yeah. Amen to that. Well, he should have given the dog props.
So that's a hell of a dog. Mm-hmm.
That's a good thing.
So here's this for the second day in a row. This will be the last day with the story.
Right.
Wow. Ed said he would handle it, and I said, you know, no offense. Don't worry about it. Besides, you got to go home, and you've got all those cooties and stuff on you.
Yeah, scrub up. You got all sorts of bacteria on you.
So I locked the dogs in the backyard, and I went out front. I put my CSI gloves on, went out front, I don't know how he was picking this stuff up and smelling it, because it was just rotten to the core. Put it in a big black hefty bag, and made another deposit today.
Ah, okay. So some roadway somewhere, there's a...
Oh, no, this time I went to, I wanted to thank one of the electronic stores
really?
That I felt over the holiday season did me wrong.
Huh.
That one, Rob.
Okay.
That one.
Good for you.
There was something I had ordered for a loved one, and they have a deal where you can order it on the intranet and then go pick it up at the store. A lot of places have this deal.
Right.
And I got there, and Jesus Christ, if I did
You're
that,
really playing hide and seek here. I'm having a lot of trouble figuring out the place you're talking about.
For instance, I'll tell you a couple of retailers that do that.
Yes, I know.
Best Buy does.
Okay.
Circuit City does.
All right.
Drug Fair.
Drug Fair does. Thank you. Citizens Bank of Maryland does.
Right. Value City.
That's right.
anyway, they just, here's the deal. I was on the way to work, and I had to stop and get gas, and I went past this particular electronics store, and I still had the...
Sims.
I still had the deer carcass in the trunk of my car.
Wow.
And, or not entire deer carcass.
But the parts.
But I, as I drove past, I was at the gas station, and the place is right by the gas station, and I thought... you know, I'm still upset that one of the gifts that I got somebody was, they didn't get it because they didn't have the thing in stock, even though online it said it was in stock and just come by the store. And then they said, oh, we're very sorry. Go to another store. I went to another. Anyway, I was never able to get the product. And then it was a bunch of crap. So what I did was I just, I just left it. Didn't leave it. What I did was I actually, put this bag. Now it's a hefty bag,
right?
But there was, it was compressed enough inside that it was no bigger than, gosh, maybe like a shoulder bag. Okay,
just a so bundle,
I'm,
really.
Yeah, so I'm holding, or like a sleeping bag if you had rolled up a sleeping bag.
It's that kind of gross bag because you got plenty of room in the bag for all that stuff to kind of swish around it.
Right, but now what I've done is I've triple bagged it.
Good. Okay, yeah, because you don't want to drip.
Because I'm not, because at this point I did
That's
not.
That's a good thing to do with for single people too.
I did not know that I was going to be dropping this off at a retail establishment. Mm-hmm. I had thought that I was just going to whip it out the window at the petting zoo again.
Uh-huh. Right,
but anyway. What I did was I got out of the car and I had it, and as I went into Starbucks, which was where I was really going, this place is located right next to a Starbucks, as they all are, they have these big trash things out front, and I just pushed it right. I pushed it in the hole.
There you go.
It was hard to get it in the slot of the of the garbage bin.
See that little sliding metal door they have when yes. you got to shove it in the side.
Yeah, but I did it. I did it.
So it was pretty chock full dumpster, was it?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, you know, well, the temperature's supposed to be in the 60s today.
Yeah, a little warm. There might be a young roughie that's working as a clerk who comes out there to maybe take a stereo cabinet box out, and imagine his surprise when he takes a whiff of that
sun shining on the metal box.
And I don't wish anything, any ill will on the employee that might stumble upon that, except I think in a weird way that if everything works out, the person that screwed me on that electronic item that said it would be there, that'll be the person whose job it is to clean out the garbage, wouldn't who will that. Go in and then we'll find the deer carcass.
That is something.
And now you are totally off the hook. This situation is done until the ghost of the haunted deer comes to your door and haunts you.
Yeah, and it'll be a different kind of deer because it'll talk.
It'll be like a pet cemetery deer.
Yeah, exactly. It had green eyes.
Anyway, it was
glowing
great.
Green eyes.
It was great with Ed, and thank you for your help, Ed. And don't be mad, Big Ed, because I'm talking about you on the radio because you're a good guy.
Right.
So now here's the next problem. So now I've dumped this, and I'm thinking, this is, in my mind, pretty funny that I put the remnants of a dead deer in the trash container of a major electronics store because right out front as you walk in or walk out, because I was mad that they screwed me over Christmas. So I think, well, now I got to wash my hands, even though I've triple bagged this thing.
Right.
So I go into Starbucks and I wash my hands
in coffee,
and I think I'm gonna get me a coffee.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Incidentally, very sanitary to wash your hands in hot coffee. It's a very, very good way to do it. Don't do it with a latte, though.
Now, I have a question, just a generic question. I'm going to throw out a couple of things here. It's about when something is released in limited quantities.
Right.
Like, for instance, the Xbox 360. Just in general, I'm just going to ask this. We'll get it answered later during the show. Can you now go anywhere and buy one?
I would sincerely appreciate an answer to that because I'd like to do that if you can.
I'm going to tell you why. I loved over the holidays at Starbucks. They have two different types of coffees, and lots of people go nuts for, is it the gingerbread or the...
that's one of them.
Yeah, that they only make once a year.
Right.
And the other one that I really dig is this peppermint mocha.
Right. I don't think Ed would like either one of those coffees that you just mentioned. Well, you talked about your drinks that he didn't like. He certainly wouldn't approve of a gingerbread latte, which has got to be about the baggiest thing you can put to your lips.
And I know that I'm saying I love a peppermint mocha, but I drink it when I'm wearing my Batman costume.
That was during the holidays. They have a new campaign now. It's the Brokeback Latte.
So here's the...
I wish I knew how to quit you.
So, now... because of my situation and everything with Frida, I've found that people like doing me favors.
Uh-huh.
You know, like in the last 6 months, people are much much nicer to me. They do little things for me.
Mm-hmm.
One of my very good friends found out that I really loved this particular drink that they sold at Starbucks. And this person went to Starbucks and actually got finagled from the person behind the counter the gigantic, big-ass squirter thing full of the syrup.
Wow.
Of this peppermint syrup.
Oh.
And you take that and you take some of that mocha powder and you can like make your own Starbucks at home. So it's
that's kind of cool.
So it's great. So I go into the Starbucks and I order and I immediately just say, I will have the peppermint mocha. And the chick says to me, that's holiday only.
Yeah,
and I said, oh, you know, that's too bad because I had a friend that actually was able to get me a bottle of the syrup. And she said, can you step aside for a moment? And I said, sure. Now, this is...
Speaks into her wrist.
This is like...
Suddenly you're surrounded by security.
You know, I feel like Mary and Barry trying to score something.
Yeah.
I'm off at the corner, and I know what this chick's going to say. She says...
Step off the line, sir.
She said, you know, we had been selling individual bottles of the peppermint syrup right up until Christmas. They're not on the shelves anymore. I have four bottles in the back. Would you like to buy two of them? And I said, you know, like, this is like I'm buying drugs.
Yeah, you'd think so.
I say, couldn't you let three go? Oh. And she said, let me go talk to. So she, like, so I'm standing there. I've not even ordered my coffee yet.
What I'm going to have to do is put this bottle inside a piece of plastic, and you're going to have to swallow it. We're going to make you a peppermint mocha mule.
So she comes back, and she says, okay, you can have all four bottles. Now, what I'm going to have to do is ring it up separately and put them in a separate bag so none of the other customers can see that you've got these bottles. So there will be a riot. That's scene. And I was buying into this, and I'm playing along.
How long will those bottles last you? I mean, is it...
Here's the thing. I got home, and two of the bottles filled up the big, gigantic squirter thing, which has lasted me for 2 months.
Oh, cool.
I figure I'm good for months and months and months.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so she puts the stuff in the bag, these four, like 12-ounce bottles of this just faggy peppermint syrup to put in the coffee. And
did the peppermint smell cover up the smell of deer carcass?
Oh.
No smells, Mike. No smells. Everything is smell-free. So I get up to the counter, and now she says, she plays a game with me, and I'm not hip enough to play the game with her because she's taking care of me in the area by where you pick up your coffees, okay?
Right.
This is where we've done our private little business.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've asked her for the peppermint mocha.
Right? Yeah, somebody just tuning in would think you were talking about a sex act.
Yeah,
you know that.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah. She took care of you.
If that was the case, I'd go to Starbucks four times a day if you could have sex there. Are you kidding? Coffee and sex? Fantastic.
They changed the name, though. What?
They changed
the name. Starbucks.
Just, one letter. Just move that letter up.
So I'm standing back where you order.
Everybody looking like different celebrities.
Which is, of course, very... It's always... You know, Star F. Or maybe it would be a tribute to Star Jones.
No,
maybe
no.
Maybe with every cup of coffee, you would get a bag of flour. You could be a star effer.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
So I'm standing back there, and she says... She comes over with the bag, the Starbucks bag, and what she's done is she has stapled it.
Yes, of course.
She's folded it over and stapled it,
right? So no one will see.
Because it's like I've got drugs in the bag.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, okay, who's next? Hi, can I help you? And I look at her like, retard. I said,
you're not playing along.
I said, first I'd like to pay for the stuff in the bag. She said, you mean right here? You mean those blueberry scones that you wanted? The four that we have right down
there?
She's
having fun.
Yeah.
She's enjoying herself. She's liking this little charade.
Anyway, so I say, yes, those blueberry scones. That's right. And also I'll have a grande mocha with no whipped cream.
Was she easy on the eyes? Some of the Starbucks employees are
absolutely
pretty
cute.
Uh-huh.
And so I do the thing, and the whole thing comes to less than 20 $20, and it was like, so I left the tip in there, and I'm waiting and waiting and waiting for the coffee, and then they finally say, you know, large mocha, no whipped cream, and I go up, and I'm holding my little bag, and she's standing there, and she says, here's your coffee, and then as I said, thank you, she said, listen, when you were standing at the register, you weren't supposed to say anything about the syrup. And really, she was not kidding me. She was serious.
Starbucks, ask about our secret menu.
Yeah, so anyway, it was a great morning for me.
Well, I tell you, I want to put some of that peppermint on my chicken tonight.
I know.
It sounds like pretty good stuff.
Homo. You know me. I like my queer stuff.
You get on kicks. You get on certain kicks.
Yeah, I love it. And anyway, so I was able to drop off the deer carcass at the electronics place. And then I had one last stop to make, and it was the dry cleaners.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go drop off a bunch of stuff from vacation. It's right in the town that I live in. It's the lady that I've seen, but the lady who I think I've mentioned before has never said to me anything about Frida passing. She's always just said, like, how is Miss Frida? How is Miss Frida? You know, or do you have any of Miss Frida's clothes? And I've never bothered to say anything to her.
Right.
And so it's the first time in the new year, and I go in, and here's what she says to me. It's like the ding-ling-ling-ling when the door opens, mm-hmm. and I got my arm is full of clothes, and she goes, hello, how are you? And I say, oh, I'm doing fine. She says, oh, Happy New Year. I said, oh, thank you, Happy New Year. She said, I was so surprised. Miss Frida not bring your clothes in when she came in this week. And
oh,
I said, I said, when was Frida in? Oh, what's today? Thursday? It's Tuesday. Wow. Tuesday, she come in. I asked if she have your clothes. She said, no, you don't have any clothes.
So she's obviously got the wrong person.
Yeah, she's got, and I still didn't tell her because it just...
You just didn't want to take the time.
Yeah, I mean, no disrespect certainly to Frida. And,
right,
and,
no disrespect to any Orientals.
No, but... Yeah. Okay, you're right, Parcells. But no, that's absolutely it, because I just didn't want to get into the whole thing.
Yeah, was the reason because you think it would be so, it'd be a little too involved just to really...
Well, first off, the English is broken to begin with. Right. Second, she is fond of Frida. She always has been fond of Frida. Mm-hmm. As far as she's concerned, Frida's still alive, even though for 6 months, the only clothes that I've been bringing in are my clothes. Apparently, there is a woman who looks somewhat like Frida.
Right.
And I guess she's married to a guy, and I guess she said to him, mm-hmm. Do you have your husband's clothes? And the woman said, so I didn't. Yeah, and there was people behind me in line, so I just... It was like
perhaps at some point the opportunity will present itself.
On the way out, I really did. I mean, this is kind of not queer, but on the way out, as I walked out, I did do that thing where I crossed myself, that Catholic thing where you found someone going, you know, kiss my hand, like, you know, forgive me for not saying anything. It's like, I'm not. What am I going to do? Stop this chick? She and they've got that thing going on in there where while they're talking to you and while she's got her foot on the thing making the whole.
Carousel. Always love those carousels.
Uh-huh. She's talking to like the woman that's 100 years old, who's in the corner, who's doing the sewing, and they're speaking in whatever the language is. And she's getting in this conversation with me, saying, because you know, Miss Frida was here, and I say, do I have your clothes? And look at all these clothes now. Do you go on vacation? So, you know, I'm having to say to her, yes, we were on vacation, and yes, we had a wonderful time.
Oh, is that standard issue? Because I've been to a lot of dry cleaners, and there's always an older Asian woman in the corner.
Same as mine.
Does it come with the kit or something?
I think so.
Yeah, when you open...
I think that, you know, you should not ignore, at least in my neck of the woods, the Latin community getting into the dry cleaning business.
Really?
Yeah. Still a lot of your front counter people, you know, still usually are Asians, but you know, it seems to me that I've seen a lot of Latin.
I don't trust my dry cleaning to non-Asians.
In the back room, that's where they hide the wasps.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Yeah, they've got a guy with an ascot back there.
I know this is kind of passed already, but I work at Starbucks, and I just wanted to call and let you guys know the peppermint mocha, like the peppermint syrup. It's actually, you know, we have it year round.
Well, then why was this chick so secretive?
I don't know. In any company, you're going to find people who are idiots. I mean,
but maybe they were out at that particular location.
Well, listen, yeah, but I am a bit.
Said it was seasonal, so she must have been like, you know, misinformed.
Well, hold on, but the Starbucks that I went in today in Reston did not have peppermint mocha on the menu.
Well, see, the thing is, during the summer, of course, it's not going to be on the menu, but there's a lot.
Okay, but dude,
you just contradicted yourself.
It's January.
Well, they're idiots working at every company.
That is true, but no. But for the record, I mean, Starbucks does serve the peppermint mocha year round. It's just during the summer; it's not going to be on the menu.
They didn't. It is a Christmas time thing. They didn't have it when I was just there 2 hours ago.
Well, if you come to our store, we'll give it to you any time of the year. So
then you got plenty of the syrup.
Oh yeah.
Well, then if you run out of the syrup after 2 months, maybe you could hustle on over to this Starbucks.
Maybe.
Okay. All right, dude.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
Okay. Thank you.
I predict he will have a long association with Starbucks.
See, here's the thing. I am kind of a nut about this. That the same friend that found the syrup for me found at Starbucks that they sell the actual mocha powder,
yeah,
which is much more low calorie and tastes better than like putting Hershey syrup in your coffee, which is what I used to do. And I know that I'm pretty good at going into a Starbucks and sizing up if they got that powder. Mm-hmm. And again, it sounds like drug.
Yes.
Going into Starbucks to see if they've got the magic powder. I've never seen.
I gotta go down Starbucks.
I have never seen the peppermint syrup. Never seen it before.
I didn't know that they sold the syrup, but I guarantee you that guy, judging from the way he breathed with his mouth, I guarantee you he works at Starbucks.
I just hope the lady's name that helped you with the peppermint syrup was named Patty.
And Mike, here's an email for you from a guy named Eric.
Okay. You?
Yeah, I know.
Dear Don and Mike, Mike, to answer your question, the possibility of Xbox 360 being openly sold in stores is very low. They won't be out until March.
Oh, for God's sake. Here's what you do. You go to Starbucks and you ask.
People are still waiting for their reserved copies of the Xbox 360.
That just sucks.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Staple the Bag Show.
Yeah, this syrup that you wanted to get, they sell that at Sam's Club. The gentleman that helped me get it off the shelf, his name was some young guy.
Let me go ahead and make an offer then. Right. I'm gonna be a little bold here, if you'll allow me.
Okay.
I'm going to offer anyone that could deliver to me an Xbox 360. I will pay. Now listen up. I will pay $5 over the retail price if someone brings me one of those Xbox 360s. Listen up. You heard me correctly.
Right, $5.
I will pay $5 over
more.
Retail and cash.
Wow.
Cash on the barrel head.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Whatever that means.
Hello. Just go to, they're cheaper on eBay now. I mean, now they're closer, I think, to $500 on eBay.
And $500 would be like, $140 over the retail?
Yeah, about $100.
More than five.
If you get the high def.
Mm-hmm.
The high def one costs about $400, I think.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
You
hello?
Pick one up for $500.
Hello? I don't know.
Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Good. Hey, I don't want this call to sound like I'm hyping some other type of service besides terrestrial radio, but you guys would kick ass if you guys had your own station. I mean, I've heard some of these things like, you know, Bubba the Love Sponge, and I mean, if you guys were, you know, they took the handcuffs off you guys, it would be great.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. Goodbye. But we're fine with the handcuffs on.
I sort
on.
Of enjoy the handcuffs.
Yeah,
I do, too. I swear fine. To God I do.
We're fine with the handcuffs on. Uh-huh. You know, if it comes a point when we feel we can't stand it, then we'll let you know.
And really, you know, I mean, we're very, very satisfied with this show, the way it is. It's the lineup we have an issue with.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 So does your feud continue with Bob Edwards then?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I got a 360 for Mike if he wants one.
How much?
There you go, Mike.
What's the retail on that?
Get it for free, sir.
For free? You're lying.
No, I am not.
No one likes me that much.
Where's area code 585? Where are you calling from?
Prison.
Rochester.
Rochester? What do you do?
Rochester.
You're going to mail it to me?
Yes, sir.
All right, very good. Is it the high-def version?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
He's toying with me, isn't he?
New or used? I'm just curious. New or used?
It is new. Huh. I work for Xbox.
Oh. I work for Xbox.
You work for Xbox.
What do you do with Xbox?
You wouldn't work for the parent. What would the parent company be called?
Microsoft.
Very good. And what do you do for Microsoft? Or as you said,
I work field rep, merchandising, training the stores, how to sell it when they actually have them, everything.
It's worth a gamble. Put him on hold.
I'd say so.
No, I don't believe the guy.
Are you going to hang up on him?
No, I'll put him on hold for
you. We'll not hang up.
Right, we will not hang up on you. I'll let...
And the guy says that he will get you an Xbox 360 for free? Wow.
Is he there?
That's what he said.
Hold on. That's another guy from Microsoft.
Okay. Wow. All right, hold on. Hello?
Hey.
Hello.
Mike.
Hey, Robert Mailman.
How you doing?
Hey, Bobby.
Over the vacation, I used the Negro Network to get my first Xbox 360.
Oh, you use the Negro Network. Now,
I got one.
Could you get one for Mike?
I can get one for Mike. I was in, I guess I can give them a plug since they're a sponsor of yours, Circuit City yesterday, and they had one in.
Huh.
So it's not that hard.
Okay. All right, Robert. I'm going to, so if I like fish around and like pop into a couple of retail outlets, I might be able to find one.
If I, on the way home, I'll stop by that particular Circuit City. I want to name it. I can call you from there.
Okay,
I have it. I'll pick it up for you.
Very good.
Wow. Oh, that's great, Robert.
Well,
thank you.
Bring it in tomorrow. Now, coming in tomorrow to talk about getting.
Yes, I am.
Okay, yeah. Robert had some fun. Hey, come on.
Can you talk about it at all?
You're going to talk.
Yeah, I can kind of, but. I mean, you'll enjoy it. I'm going to tell the whole story. What I told Rob, I'll tell the whole
okay.
story.
Okay,
tomorrow. Then we'll just tease by saying he was at a high stakes poker game that got raided.
Why don't you go tell the whole story now?
What's that?
Why are you telling the whole story now?
No, I mean, just today we're teasing the story. You'll give us all the details.
I've not said anything that happened.
Oh, yeah, it was fun. It was a great time.
I can't wait to hear about it.
We'll have Robert Mailman on tomorrow to tell
that's
us about
exciting.
It.
That's exciting.
Okay, but you want me to call you back if I get the Xbox?
You know, if you get the Xbox, Robert, just bring it in, and I'll bring cash in tomorrow anyway, and if you have it, I'll pay for it.
$5?
Yeah, you know, we'll work out an arrangement.
And bring Mike some of your soul food.
Yes, that's what I said.
I'm bringing in lunch tomorrow to you.
I'm addicted to your soul food.
Yeah. No, it's not soul food. It's fettuccine and shrimp.
It's Italian.
Well, when you make it, it's soul food though.
Well, I'm not gonna make it that spicy, brother. But you're gonna enjoy it.
Very good.
All right, Robert. See you tomorrow.
Thanks up for Rob and everybody else.
Excellent.
Cool. See you tomorrow.
I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thank you, Robert.
Bye bye.
Bye, friend.
Yeah. Bobby Mailman was in some hijinks over the holiday.
Sounds exciting.
See, boy, it does sound exciting. I can't wait to hear about that.
And here's the guy in Crabchester again. Hello?
Hello.
Is this the same guy, right?
The same guy.
Now, how is it that you could get Mike a $400 Xbox for free?
I can get this. You're going to have to trust me on that one. I've got my connections.
Okay, well, then we'll put you on hold and get the information and send it here to the radio station. I
mean, you got it.
Works
very good. We'll put you on hold. Hey, if I get an X-tree and Robert gets me one, I'll, you know, maybe we can give one away or something like that.
I'll send you some games, too. How about that?
Very, very good. Very cool.
Okay.
I wish you nothing but the best. But
you
don't
believe him.
I don't believe
him. Well, I mean, the proof is that there's no risk on my part if we simply give him the address of the radio station.
Of course not.
And we'll have Joe do that.
Do you have any syrup?
Stop it. Now, wait. If he's telling the truth, he's a nice guy.
He sounds like a Microsoft guy.
I believe this guy. I believe this guy with all my heart.
I work for Xbox.
Stop it.
I don't believe
him either. You're both hating, and there's no
That's
reason
right.
to.
It's too early to hate.
Stop hating.
Reserve your hate.
If the situation was reversed, you'd be hating, too.
I would. I'd be very skeptical.
If it was truly... Now, here's the thing.
But if I really get this thing, I don't want to take... You know, I don't. It's a gamble.
But I'd believe the guy. If the guy first off said, hey, I work for Microsoft, I can get you one. I have to get, like, your information and stuff. Basically, the guy... What he said was...
Is he gone?
No, you're still there, right? Hello?
Yep, still here.
Okay, yeah, and so if I give you, like, the address of the radio station, you'll be able to get it down here?
Yes, sir.
Very, very good.
And also, I just got to tell you, maybe it's my version of the crap detector. All of this, yes, sir, just doesn't ring true to me.
Well, you know why my crap detector is not razor sharp is because something's really on the line right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm being my sharpness, it's clouded by my enthusiasm for the, you know, chance of getting this wonderful toy for free.
So when can you get this out to Mike?
I will get it out within a couple of days, sir.
Well,
with that said, that was the first time mine went off a little bit.
Why will it take a couple of days?
And to get one to me first, and then to you.
Well, so you work for Microsoft, yet you don't have one of your own?
No, not at my house, sir.
Why is that?
I just don't have one at home.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, you can.
Are you lying?
Not one bit.
You, how long have you worked for Microsoft?
About 3.5 years since the launch of the original Xbox.
Hmm. I still don't believe the guy.
Well, I hope we're all wrong.
Can you get me the Malcolm X box?
No, that one. That's the one Robert.
That's the one Robert plays, is the Malcolm X box.
Yes, exactly.
All right, well.
I'm very, very excited, and, you know, we'll wait for them to come in the mail.
It would be the beginning of your lucky streak in 2006 if it happens.
Wouldn't that be nice? That would be wonderful.
I just,
if it happens, we'll all be shocked.
Not me.
That Buzz, you believe
in? No, I'm expecting it. We'll see it in 3 days.
All right, so you think that it will take how long to get it to Mike? A couple of days?
Yeah.
Define the parameters, please.
Say by what, today's Thursday. Today's... We'll give it till next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday?
Yes.
Fantastic. I'll come into the radio station early to see if it's... Wait a minute, let's not get crazy.
So you work for Microsoft, but it's going to take you Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday to get it. And then how long to get it to the radio station?
You said it would be here at the radio station by Tuesday.
Exactly.
Exactly.
He needs a day to get his hands on it, and then 2 or 3 days shipping.
Listen, you do this, and I promise I'll kiss your ass on the radio, and I'll say I'm sorry, and I'll say that you're the greatest.
If Robert gets me one that I pay for, we'll give one away.
Pack it well, and ship with confidence.
Shut up, Rob. Okay, Joe, get the guy's information, please. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike's going to need a high-definition TV for that, and I'd like to send him one. I work for Samsung.
That's funny.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Now we just need a home builder to call.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi there.
Hey, I'll give you my wise box, but you have to pay for shipping, and you have to promise...
Is this Chad again?
Yeah.
Oh, Chad.
Chad, you don't overstay your welcome.
I'm not overstaying. Just paying for shipping, dude.
You going to try to do that with me? Because I'll get all over you.
He said the F word. We all hit the button.
Are you a drunk?
Yes, he is.
We'll be back with another man with a severe drinking problem from Fox Sports, James Brown. He's always in the bag.
This is the Don and Mike Show.